everybody. Cal Banyan here, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis Cetera with Meredith Locker. And by the way, if you're watching this video anywhere except calbanyan.com, go there right now because right below this video is all kinds of additional information that goes along with the show, links and things like that. And, you know, that's just what you need to do. I've got a whole bunch of stuff for us to go through today on how we're going to squeeze it all in. Before we do, let me introduce my amazing co-host who just adds so much to the show, to the program. She has got a master's degree in psych. She was converted to doing hypnotherapy. Therapy with me. She was a psychotherapist. She's a one percenter, and that means among the best of the best in the profession. And she is a brainiac. She lives in LA. If I was getting sessions and I lived anywhere near LA, she's the one I would go see. She's a brainiac and a dog lover. How's it going, Meredith?
It's going great. You know, my dog just turned one, Cal.
Oh my, what does that mean?
He's 1 year old, so he's 7 years old in people years.
So has he got all of his teeth now and stopped chewing on stuff?
He's never been a bad boy like that. Come on now, that's you.
Hey, I've had all my teeth for a long time.
I'm so glad. And you know what, everybody? I want to tell you guys a little bit about Cal. Cal is the trainer of the one percenters, the top 1% of our profession. He is here in the Tustin Banyan Hypnosis Center. And so if you're ever wanting to fly in from Egypt, or if you happen to be in the Orange County area, you definitely have to go and, you know, check out some of his classes, check out his sessions. He is the best. If I were to ever send a family member somewhere, they would go to Cal. And like me, he has a master's degree in psychology, and he has developed the 5-path and 7th path systems that I use every single day with clients. And I love this man. I just have to tell you, he's great.
Oh, well, thank you very, very much. The feeling is mutual.
Aw, thank you.
Hey, I've been so busy. We just finished up the NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course, the 5-path and 7-path. I worked those students like dogs. You know what that's like, right?
I do. My goodness. Hypnosis boot camp is what I called your class.
Now I'm getting ready to go off to Boston. I've got a big weekend training I'm doing for my secret project. And then, while everyone's watching this video, I'll be out there. And then next week, we're going to be at the NGH convention. I'm going to be doing my 7-path self-hypnosis teacher certification course. That's like a 3-day pre-convention workshop. Then I do a short 1-hour overview of 5-paths so people can get an idea what that's about. And then I'm also doing a 2-hour workshop on how to use hypnosis to overcome secondary gain. Secondary gain is the one thing that'll mess up everything. If you've done everything right with your client, if they got significant secondary gain, they're not going to be successful. What you been up to?
You know what? I am planning a trip to Kauai. I leave in 2 weeks, Cal.
Wow. What are you going to do? They going to surf or what?
I am going to surf. No, I'm not a surfing girl. I'm going to kayak and I'm going to hike and I'm going to do yoga and I'm going to commune with nature and I'm going to do lots of 7th path. I'm really looking forward to some quiet time.
I just have this mental picture of you and your dog on the surfboard.
No, he's a chihuahua. He doesn't like water. They don't do water.
How long are you going to be in Hawaii?
For a week and a day.
Oh, that's a nice long time. You can really do a lot of stuff, huh?
Yes, yes. I'm really looking forward to it. I've never been to Kauai. I've been to other islands in Hawaii, but never the Garden Island. And I can't wait to see the beautiful, pristine nature that I've heard all about over the years.
Wow, really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I gotta boast a little bit. A few weeks ago, I did a 40-mile bike ride, but this last weekend, I went with some friends, and we really didn't know how long the ride was going to be. I said, oh, it's going to be at least 40-plus, because I wanted to go farther than I had before. I thought maybe at least 50, and we did a 60-mile bike ride. I'm so proud of myself.
Wow. You know, everybody, I have to tell you, Cal has been trying to get me on a bike with him for quite a while now. And I just keep, yeah, Cal, and oh gosh, and then it'll get me really pumped up one day, and I just keep putting it off. But every time he has one of these stories, it does motivate me. Because 60 miles, that is really, really cool. Good for you.
Thank you. I think I just might make that 100 miles, so that's my big goal.
Yes, I know you will.
I think I will. You know, doing that 60 miles made me think, okay, now I can do it. And I'm getting my bike in shape. I had the cassette replaced. I didn't even know bikes had cassettes, but that's the gears in the back by the rear wheel.
Yep.
Renewed chain, new seat, all this stuff. I'm ready to rock and roll 100 miles.
I love it. I love it. Tell everybody when your first 100-mile ride's going to be.
It's going to be September sometime. It's the Amtrak Century Ride. It's in September. So I do the convention. I got a couple more weeks to get my butt back in the saddle and, you know, keep going. And then off I go. So I'm very excited about it. You can tell.
Yeah. So anybody want to keep Cal company? Come on out in September for this 100-mile ride and you can support his way to the finish line.
You know, so many people, they have trouble staying motivated for stuff. That's what's really nice about being a hypnotist. You know, some self-hypnosis. You know how the mind works. You can watch out for that stinking thinking and really stay on track and you know, reach your goals, right?
I agree completely. I think that we have to pay attention to our stinking thinking. We owe it to our clients. We owe it to our communities, our families, to really pay attention and to keep that in check, because I think that we're constantly teaching with every move and everything that comes out of our mouth. Don't you think, Cal?
Ooh, you've been studying your seven path, haven't you?
Indeed.
Good. Let me get a couple of other quick little announcements in, then we'll get rolling on the topic for the day, which I think is going to be really, really good. I got my next certification course coming up in October, and I'll put a link right below to that, and you can still get on a $250 early enrollment if you act right now. That's the 10-day course. Full certification and five path and seven path. And then the week of power advanced hypnosis training, that's for people who are already certified. That's coming up November 1st through 7th. And speaking of our hypnospace, we're streaming out live to our hypnospace right now to the members. And we now have gone over 325 members in a short period of time. I'm very, very happy with how that's been going. All right, let's see. Let me see if anything else on my list we can get rolling. Did that, check it off. Did that, check it off. Did that, check it off.
Can I share something, Cal?
Yes.
I just want to wish Maureen Banyan a very, very happy birthday. It's right around the corner. I think it's just about a week away, a little over a week away. And I just want to wish her a happy birthday. She's one of my favorite people in the world. She darn well better be one of yours, Cal. And I hope it's a great year for her.
That's right. Her birthday is August 6th.
Yes.
And I got her something very romantic, and I already got it for her.
Well, I can't wait. I can't wait to see and find out what it is.
A new GPS.
What? That is not romantic.
That's what she wanted. That way she can always find her way back home to me.
Aw, okay. Oh. Well, you better write her a little poem about that for her.
All right. Hey, so you ready to get on with the topics? It's getting hot in here.
I am. Let's do it.
All right. So, guess what we're going to talk about? We're going to talk about the 10 keys. Now, you guys know I do 10 keys series. I've done 10 keys for doing direct suggestion right. I've done 10 keys to age regression. I've probably done another couple of 10 keys series, and they've been really well received. I think it really gives a lot of quality content. So that's what we're going to do today. I'm going to talk a little bit about what that's all about. 10 keys for finding lost items using hypnosis. And this couple things here. So people lose money, jewelry, guns, pictures, diaries, checkbooks, and so on. And with the proper training, you can help them find these lost items. And it's kind of funny how it all started for me. Was we have this rule at our office, and that is if it's something that one of our hypnotists or hypnotherapists is trained to do, then we always say, hey, that's easy, we do it all the time. And sometimes that gets us some really interesting things, because remembering lost items and finding lost items is just a matter of doing age regression in a very thorough way. And it all happened for me the first time on TV. Our receptionist set me up an appointment with one of the local news anchors at the time. Her name is Pat Miles. I think she was on Channel 11 in Minneapolis. And she had lost her father's or grandfather's, I don't remember for sure, World War II diary. And that he had secretly kept this diary while he was a prisoner of war at risk of his life. And she had inherited it, and she had lost it. And so we said, yes, we can help you with that. And so the whole film crew comes in and videotapes it. And that really, when it went out on the news, and I started seeing a whole bunch of people for that, because there's a lot of people today that thought, oh, I'd really like to be able to find this and that and this and that. So I did a lot of it. And then what made me think about it for the show as a series was about a week ago, someone from out of state called and wanted to know if I could help her find something. And evidently, this is kind of interesting, she had buried, according to this person, a substantial amount of gold in her backyard. And, a substantial amount of gold in her backyard. And she had forgotten where it was. Don't you think you'd write it down somewhere, you know, a code or something? But she didn't. And so she had made an appointment to come in and see me. And then that's what made me think about doing the show. It just so happened that I didn't do the session with her because she then gathered some evidence that made her think that someone had actually moved it, and that I can't help you find or remember something you didn't know about. If someone had moved it, then I can't help you find it. But with that, I gave you, Meredith, a list of the 10 things I'm going to go over. So I'm going to start going through these, and you can just chime in and add. Like, I'm going to go over one, and then if you want to add something to what I said, just go ahead and do that. Is it okay with you?
Sounds good to me.
All right. Getting ready here.
Dun-da-da-da.
Okay. Survey said. No. That's a different show, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Number one, you can only recover memories, not make them know what they didn't know. And that's exactly what would happen with this lady. You have to know when to turn down clients. That's a big part of being successful. I mean, you want to work with the people you can work with and not work with the people that you can't help. And she was talking to Maureen on the phone and said, maybe Cal can put me into a deep enough state of hypnosis where I could just know where it is. And if she never knew, then there's nothing to recall. I guess she wanted to turn her into a hypno-psychic for a few minutes. And, you know, there's people out there that think you can do that, and maybe you can. Let's say maybe you had half a chance of doing that. I'm not going to have this person fly down from, 1,500 miles away on a speculation. I'm only going to have them come in and see me if I am, pretty doggone sure that I can help them out. Anything you want to add to that first point there, Meredith?
Yeah, I agree. I actually have had several people just recently call for just that reason, wanting something that they don't believe they've ever even known, and wanting to try to pull that out of a higher part of them, that kind of thing. And, I'm all about, using your assets if you want to find something. And so I recommended that they go see a medium or go see a psychic, that kind of thing. And, those are the people that can probably help them find something that they don't know where it is in the first place. But that's not our job. So I'm right there with you, Cal.
Exactly. Hey, in this episode, we're going to talk about using hypnosis. But I think maybe in the next episode, or as soon as we get done finishing these keys, remind me and I will talk about how to use the pendulum to find lost items like I did in class. And so will you kind of write that down to help me out?
I will. You got it.
Okay, good. Number two, let them know, this potential client, that trying too hard can keep it from happening. This is the one thing that will undermine the whole process. They will not allow the mind to go into that state of relaxation that's associated with the state of contention, which is the hanging on every word of the hypnotist, in order to go into the state of somnambulism so that we can get at the information through a process called revivification. You can't accomplish this by being all in your conscious mind trying to recall so hard, because that's what they've been doing. They can't keep doing that. They've got to allow themselves to go into this more relaxed state of mind. Meredith, anything to add to that?
No, nothing any different than what you just shared, Cal. I mean, I agree completely that trying too hard with any issue whatsoever will create a challenge for us. And so the best way to for them to handle that would just be to kind of trust that we know what we're doing and we've done this before, know exactly how to handle anything that might come up, and to just kind of relax and enjoy the process.
Yeah, I think that's a good generalization. Is sometimes if we're having a hard time with a client, it might be because they don't understand the instructions, and sometimes they're resisting because they don't want to experience a sad feeling or something like that. And the other time is they're just trying too hard to experience that age regression. So number three is a way to take some of that stress off. Whenever you do this finding of lost objects, what you want to do is schedule more than one session. Even if you've got a history of getting it in one session, you're just an expert at this, schedule a second session. If they don't use it, that's okay. You know, that's fine. Maybe they want to use it for something else, some life-changing hypnosis session. But it allows them to not feel so forced that they must find that lost item in the one session. Back to you, Meredith.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of along the same lines as how we don't, with age regression work, we don't try to find the ISE right off the back, the initial sensitizing event, the root cause of the problem. We don't try to jump right to that. We understand that not only are there going to be some valuable stops before we get there, the subsequent sensitizing events, but it's going to take a little of the pressure off of the client from feeling like they've got to go to that root cause right off the bat. And, you know, it makes good sense, because it's quite possible that the client will be tense the first session, and it's quite possible that you can't get there, and so you don't want to break their confidence by setting them up to think that you're going to have one session and it's a be-all and end-all kind of a thing. I always say that, you know, most likely we're going to need two sessions for that. And, give them extra things along the way, maybe, you know, some extra direct suggestion. You know, I kind of find out a little bit in the pre-hypnosis interview what it is that's going on in their life, and so I'll give them some things to make it worth their while. But you're right, absolutely. It does take the pressure off the client, and it definitely sets you up for success.
Perfect. Did you happen to remember to check the timer when we started?
I sure did, Cal.
Good. How are we doing on time?
About 3 minutes left.
Ooh, baby, I got to hurry up. Because I want to get to some real meat here. Number four, in some cases, a memory may not exist to be recovered. I.e., for example, sometimes when people are knocked unconscious, the information never really got stored in permanent long-term memory. Also, when drugs or alcohol, if they were so intoxicated that they passed out or blacked out, sometimes that information is not available. So that doesn't mean you don't try. It doesn't mean you don't go for it. You still go for it. But that may be the thing that blocks it from happening. Anything you want to add to that, Meredith?
Well, I wanted to ask you, Cal, would you recommend that would be something that you discuss over the phone with a client in trying to determine if you should take the case or not? Or is that something that you would just kind of leave up in the air and deal with as you get into session?
The problem is, if you, in the pre-hypnosis interview or on the phone with the person, if you suggest to them that you may have difficulty recovering the memory, that only makes it more difficult to uncover the memory. So I recommend that you don't suggest that the memory may be difficult to recall if they have been knocked unconscious, or alcohol or drugs causing them to go unconscious, that kind of thing. And sometimes you just have to feel the vibe on that. Like, sometimes it might be the right thing to tell them. Like if someone, it's like they're going to be flying, 3,000 miles to see you, and it's an abnormally expensive and inconvenient thing, you might want to warn them ahead of time. But, you know, if they're in the same town and it's not really a huge burden on them to see you, then maybe you shouldn't bring it up. How's that feel?
That feels great to me. Thank you. I agree completely.
Good. We're going to run over just a few minutes because I really want to get into at least a little meat and potatoes here, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay. Number five, make sure you do the phase one stuff, as the five pathers call it. That's preparation, testing, and convincing. So do a good pre-talk. Make sure they don't have misconceptions about hypnosis. You know you're going to do age regression with them, so you want to make sure they understand that age regression, how real it is varies from individual to individual, that they won't be, I don't know how to say it. You'll only go where you need to go. You're not going to go to times and places in their life that aren't relative to what you're working on and that kind of thing. Also, the pre-hypnosis interview. Just get a thumbnail sketch of the history of the problem. You don't want to spend too much time in the pre-hypnosis interview on how difficult it's been for them to find it. You just want to find out, okay, tell me about the item. When do you last remember having it? And that would be about all you want to know. If you get into this, I looked here and it wasn't there, and I looked here and it wasn't there. What happens is they're just reinforcing in their mind that it's not in these places. Now, when I worked with Pat Miles, what happened was we had a breakthrough. In her head, she thought, it's in my office, it's in my office, it's in my office. Maybe it's in my desk, maybe it's in my locker. But she just had it in her head that it was in her office. And in the hypnosis, we uncovered that it was in the house. And then we did not, in the time we had, in the first session, find out exactly where it was in the house. But I gave her some suggestions to help her find it. And I'll get to that in the 10 keys here about what you do if it's not uncovered in the actual session. I'll give you some tips on how to handle that. Also, down below, I'm going to put a link to hypnosis podcast number 65, free hypnosis training topic, 10 keys to doing direct suggestion right. I'm also going to put a link to the 10 keys to doing age regression right, because those videos are, and there's like 5 of the direct suggestion videos and 7 of the free age regression videos, and you watch that stuff and it's really going to support the material that I'm giving to you now really, really well. And so make sure you do phase 1, because you need a hopeful client and a somnambulistic client, and that is the basic criteria of what we're trying to achieve in the preparation, testing, and convincing phase, which 5-Pathers call phase 1. You want to add anything to that, Meredith?
Well, Cal, as far as the finding out about the item, what I've found to be important is to find out how it's important, why it's important to the client. And the reason why I find that out is partially just to motivate them there at that point in the pre-hypnosis interview to find it even more than they already are by coming to me. But the other part of it is if for any reason we're having any kind of struggle getting them there, it's nice to remind them of, I know that this might be a challenge for you right now, but if you're able to just take a deep breath and let go, we're going to be able to find this item that means so much to you for this reason, and this reason, that kind of thing. Just as a little reminder to them to step up their motivation to kind of inspire them to follow my instructions a little bit more readily.
Good, fantastic. And actually, in number 10 of the 10 keys, I'm going to talk about how emotions can either help or block the process. So we'll get to that next episode. So let me slip in one last of the 10 keys before we wrap up this episode. And that is, do hypermnesia first before you go for revivification, which is true age regression. Now, hypermnesia means just improved memory. So we're not actually going to have them go back and relive the situation at this point. Right now, we just want them to kind of start activating that memory stuff. So I like to do, it's kind of a modified Don Mottin technique. And I'll say, I'd like you to remember 3 positive times in your life. Just nod your head when each one comes to mind. One was a time around a bicycle, and I have them remember that, and they nod their head, or I'll have them raise a finger. Another time is around water, a pleasant time, could be a sprinkler, could be a puddle, whatever you want. And another time, so we have the bicycle, the puddle, and a swing. And then what I'll do is, let's see here, I'll have them just remember those events and describe some of it. And then next, we're going to actually do age regression. I'm going to draw a little line right here, because that's where we're going to take off next episode, about how to use those positive things that they remembered as ways to practice the regression, because we want to really practice them up really good with some very kind of unimportant but pleasurable events. I'll get into that next episode. You want to wrap it up for us, Meredith?
All right. Thank you guys for tuning in. We will be back with you to finish the 10 keys of finding lost items. Looking forward to wrapping this up. It's really interesting work to do. Always fun. And this is Meredith Locker working out of Los Angeles, California, but filming here at the Tustin Banyan Hypnosis Center. Back to you, Cal.
All right. Did we give them your website?
I don't think we did. It's yourpathhypnosis.com, and it'll be right down there if you're on calbanyan.com watching this.
Good. If you guys are watching this anywhere but calbanyan.com, go there now. My other important websites are hypnosiscenter.com. That's where all my course schedule is. We got hypnosis.org, where we organize the world of hypnosis for you. Everything you can get free, directory listings, help you get some more clients and that kind of thing there. And let me ask you, are you open to learning how to help your clients even more into health and wealth and maybe you into greater health and wealth? Then email me and I will spill the beans on my secret project and we can do great things together. That's it. Cal Banyan, signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved. For private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.